Well, not long after German farmers launched their protest against government policies that are shutting down farming across that country, French farmers are now shutting down major roadways and launching other protests against government policies that are making it impossible to engage in farming and actually break even, not to mention turn a profit. And this is part of the ongoing war against food and farms across Western Europe. This war is reflected across Western nations, including the United States and Canada, as well as Ireland and the United Kingdom and so on, where globalists have ordered national leaders to destroy their countries, to shut down the food supply, to keep the borders open and have a rush of illegal immigrants coming into countries like Germany and France and so on, in order to destroy these Western nations entirely. This is what's going on. It's engineered famine, it's engineered war, it's an engineered occupation, and it's all being done under the guise of being green. Oh, this is why we have to shut down the farms, you know, to save the planet. So, yes, if you're in Western Europe, you should understand that your national leaders are actively working to destroy your nation. And I think they've succeeded. Western Europe is finished. It's already been overrun with so many millions of illegals that it will never recover. The economy has been gutted. The food supply has been destroyed. The currencies of the West, including the dollar, have also been eroded to the point of near collapse. The banking systems are incredibly fragile. The elections are rigged. The media don't even function as a free press anymore. The governments of these Western nations have turned into terrorists, waging wars of terrorism against their own citizens. And now, with this attack on food and farms, it's only a matter of time before widespread famine kicks in, and we see people across Western European nations begging the government to feed them. And that's exactly what the government wants. They want to have people enslaved under the weaponization of famine. Now, it's not a coincidence that, by the way, even the United Nations says that this weaponization of the food supply is one of the strategies being pursued by Israel against the Palestinians. They've controlled the food supply for decades. No food gets into Gaza without the approval of Israel, and Israel only allows a certain number of calories to enter Gaza, which is, you know, a giant police state prison camp, essentially. And Israel doesn't allow enough calories to go into Gaza to actually sustain a population. It's a starvation level. And that is a model for what the UN has planned for the entire world. Not only are they at war with farms and nitrogen, you know, saying nitrogen is bad and carbon dioxide is bad, and plants are bad, and animals are bad, and people are bad. I mean, it's a total war on every living ecosystem on our planet. But on top of that, they are planning to engineer food scarcity at such a degree that people will line up and beg for their governments to feed them. And you can bet that when that day comes, you'll only get your food credits if you obey. You have to obey what the government wants you to say or believe. You won't be able to speak freely and have food credits. So food will be used as a weapon, or scarcity slash famine, against the people. And the only way to avoid that is to have your own food supply. And I'm not just talking about backup food or stored food, because even though that's important, it can only last so long. You're going to have to learn to grow your own food, at least some of it, just to augment whatever food you can get from other means. You'll need to learn to sprout. You'll need to learn to grow some herbs, grow your own medicine, nutrients, maybe potatoes for calories, things like that. Or to have your own ranch animals or your own backyard chickens so you can have chicken eggs, for example, like I do. But you're going to need to augment your food supply. And as part of the control system that's going to kick in here, you're going to have rationing across the grocery stores of Western European nations, as well as Canada, the United States, and so on, probably Australia and New Zealand as well, where you will have to scan in when you arrive at a grocery store, So they'll track your location, they'll scan you in, and you will only be allowed to purchase a certain number of things. You know, one chicken a week or whatever, one dozen eggs a week, one box of cereal a week, 1 pound of ground hamburger a week, 1 gallon of milk, whatever. And you can't exceed that. No matter how much money you have, you can't exceed that. Now, of course, there will be a black market for all these farm goods. And then there'll be a whole police force, a food police, running around arresting people for selling chicken eggs on the black market, you know. But for mainstream people, they will have to rely entirely on the grocery stores and the quota system or the rationing system that will keep them in a state of starvation. And that's the future that awaits those who do not prepare. You'll be lined up, you'll be enslaved by the system, your speech will be controlled, your food purchases will be controlled. And of course, you know, they'll have the central bank digital currency, the CBDC system, so that you won't be able to make purchases without the government's permission anyway, you see. So it's a total control grid, your food, your money, your speech, your elections, your future. This is all coming. You can see it happening. It's being rolled out by the day. Just watch. It's coming your way. In the meantime, store some food. If you want certified organic lab-tested storable food, of course, we have some at healthrangerstore.com. And we have lightning deals now on the homepage. You can see what we have on sale for very short durations, lightning deals there. But more importantly, learn to grow your own food. Learn to sprout, learn to garden, learn to save seeds, learn to harvest. We also sell the seed kits at healthrangerstore.com. We have ARC seed kits. You can just go there and search for seed kits, and you'll see those. And when the spring comes, well, you can get planting. This is a really critical skill set for all of us who want to survive this. And just as importantly, you want to survive with your freedom intact. And that's not going to be easy because, well, the food police are coming. The police state system is going to crack down on food and seeds and gardens. You'll probably end up being engaged in guerrilla gardening and seed smuggling, you know, some kind of illegal trafficking of seeds operation in order to just survive. Yeah, that's coming too. Have no illusions. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, Goldbacks are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with Goldbacks here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these gold-back bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts. And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value. And frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.